In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Apostles, Saint Joseph, Saint Ambrose, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Ambrose, who we celebrate today in the Church's liturgy, truly has lived out what our Lord commanded at the end of the Gospel today, in the sense that he truly lived out his vocation as a successor to the apostles, and truly saw himself not as a man who held office, but truly as a servant, as a shepherd of the flock, who knew that a shepherd had to do even sometimes those things which are very difficult. It says in the opening prayer for St. Ambrose that we may have the courage and wisdom, and that God may send us pastors with courage and wisdom like St. Ambrose. St. Ambrose exhibited that courage on the occasion when he had to excommunicate the emperor for doing a very evil deed in having innocent people slaughtered as a revenge for some people who had rebelled against him. And so he took vengeance against innocent people. And St. Ambrose confronted him at the church door and said, "You may not enter until you do public penance and repent of this evil deed," and was quite firm with him. St. Augustine, who St. Ambrose, as you know, was the bishop who sought this lost sheep out and brought him into the fold, said that St. Ambrose was a bishop's bishop, that he truly was a manly bishop who was willing to do the difficult things, but he did them with charity, but he was firm when he had to be. And that is probably those two virtues, courage and wisdom, which maybe are sometimes lacking in our world today, not just in shepherds, but in Christians in general, courage and wisdom. Well, it seems that those two virtues are most fulfilled, you might say, in Our Lady herself, who is that woman of the valiant woman who stood at the foot of the cross, exhibiting that heroic courage, and also the woman who was and is the seat of wisdom, who was truly able to see things, and you might say from a divine perspective. Wisdom is that ability to see how God sees everything in its proper place and how it all should be in his plan and how it all fits together. And in a certain sense is to have a certain insight into God's way of doing and thinking. And that is truly needed today more than ever, to see wisdom with regards to the social foundation of a society, that it has to be founded on God's principles and not on man's whims or his desires, but truly to be based upon what is God's plan for everything, whether it be the family, the individual human person, or the whole cosmic plan of creation. St. Ambrose was a man who pondered very much the Word of God, and that's where he received grace and the wisdom to see how to respond to the challenges and the needs of his time. And we need to ask St. Ambrose that truly God would, as our Lord even from his own heart expressed, the need for good harvest, for God to send harvesters into to labor for the harvest. There are so many souls that are needing what the church has to offer, and in many cases they don't even realize it, but they're ripe for picking if they would but have someone reach out to them and present to them as our Holy Father recently wrote, the joy of the gospel. So many people don't realize that the thing that they are looking for is right under their nose, and it's called the church and all that it has to offer. But they won't know it if we don't bring it to them and show it to them and maybe be instruments of that grace. St. Ambrose, as you know, he engaged the big sinner of his day in St. Augustine and dialogued with him, eventually helped him to see the errors of his ways and the truth of the church, and brought him in with the help of God's grace into the church to become a great saint and a bishop himself. Let us ask St. Ambrose to help us to be truly those good harvesters that the Lord sends into the harvest, that we will help him to bring in these souls that are in need of what the church, what Christ wants to give to them through his church for the salvation of their souls and for the betterment of their life still here on earth. That we're not just interested in, of course, first and foremost, getting them to heaven, but we want them to be happy while still on this earth. And that is why it's called the joy of the gospel. That already, if we live what Christ has given to us, his teaching, we will be happy already here on earth. We may have to suffer, but even then, we'll suffer with joy, with a certain happiness, knowing that we have that great promise of eternal life to come. Let us ask Our Lady also, as we continue to prepare for her Immaculate Conception, that we will receive all the graces that she wishes to give to us, so that we truly can be like her, courageous and wise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.